WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFS.
Push him right to the edge.
Why do you hate love, Hank?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Oh, shit.
What?
Nothing. Kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
But no honeymooning until after we're married.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk! I was on pills.
It's my show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
You're the greatest lover I've ever had.
That helps. I practice a lot when I'm alone.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
I love being a cyber babe.
Computers can do that?
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Time. Pushing
out together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah.
Man.
This time, we're gonna go back. We're
gonna go back. This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school. And dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
come on now. You wouldn't say no to a lady.
I don't know why not. They always say no to me.
We'll be right back. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community, non-commercial, and even sometimes educational radio. This week, we're celebrating the upcoming Valentine's Day. We'll be featuring a whole lot of romantic classical music. Yes, our two featured classical composers, Giuseppe Verdi and Giacomo Puccini. Plus, love songs from AC/DC. Plus, songs from other artists about sex and lust and relationships and other things related to love. So, romantic music is a kind of style of Western classical music that came about in the 19th century. It was associated with the general romantic period of that, which was a broad concept of romanticism, which is all European movement from about 1798 until the 1830s. And romantic composers were trying to create music that was, individualistic, that was very emotional and dramatic. And this was correlated with similar things that people were exploring in literature and poetry and art and philosophy. And Giuseppe Verdi and Giacomo Puccini were both Italian romantic composers, and they were both best known for their operas, but you won't be hearing much singing in any of the music that I've selected, because I think, I want to get everybody listening to more classical music, not so much the long pieces. Got more Ramones length classical music pieces mixing it all up this evening for you. We began the show with, a public service message about emergency contraception, something to keep in mind for Valentine's Day. And also, then we heard from Verdi and his Rigoletto opera, the prelude to that. And then a song that I think it's hard to believe that it was actually from AC/DC. It's called Simply Love Song, and it's the most un-AC/DC-like song of theirs that I know of. I found it deep in their Backtracks album, which was pretty much all the material they hadn't yet released in other ways. And it's the guitar playing is just so different. And Malcolm is playing his guitar through a phase shift effect pedal, and Bon is just cooing. Yeah, so a weird AC/DC song. But you know, we go deep here on WMFO. The format for this Valentine's Day extravaganza is that we've just got three half-hour or so longish sets in the main thing. And backing me up right now is the Love Unlimited Orchestra, Barry White. Yes, my ambiance here is called Love's Theme. And I found this particular version on the perfect compilation album, Pure Disco, Volume 2. In the next set, we're going to be hearing some silly love songs. And of course, our featured romantic classical composers, Verdi and Puccini. And another classical composer, Roberto Szigeton. He's a Hungarian, or was a Hungarian composer. And then some other songs related to love in some way or another. I'll be sending out a Devo song to my fellow Devo aficionado, DJ Chris Major, Strike the Box. And, well, let's get the rest of your Friday night Valentine's Day classical romantic epic going right now with some more Puccini. This is another little bit from an opera, La Boheme, Act 1, O Sove Fanciulla. Here on WMFO in Medford.
so I can see that little butt of yours, which is now going to get double the punishment for your not being able to anticipate my every need.
You will come to regard me not only with respect and awe, but with love.
I want you. But ever since we said I do, there are so many things we don't.
Come at all. This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
Mozart and Bach, and it's sort of in between now. It really looks like a Mach piece.
What do you call this?
Well, this piece is called Lick My Love Pump.
Thank you. I love my gay male friends, but when I was a little girl, I always wished that I would be constantly surrounded by gorgeous guys, and I am, and I should have been more specific.
Thinking of something different, like I wanted you to portray a little girl.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are celebrating the upcoming Valentine's Day holiday by featuring two Italian romantic classical composers, Giuseppe Verdi and Giacomo Puccini. Also, our third featured artist is AC/DC with some of their love songs of sorts. And then we're mixing in a bunch of other artists as we do. We kicked off that set with a short Puccini opera piece, Act 1, Osave Fanciulla from La Boheme, the opera. And then it was my Plastic Sushi Guilty Pleasures remix of Devo's Girl You Want, going out to Chris Major, who's also a big Devo fan. And then it was Giuseppe Verdi with another sort selection from an opera, Il Trovatore, ballet music, which I found on an album called Verdi, Preludes, Overtures, and Ballet Music, Volume 2. Eurythmics followed with a hit from the 80s, Love is a Stranger. And Lucille Ball, one of our many audio clips from Who Knows Where. And then it was Paul McCartney and his Silly Love Song. Also, Linda McCartney singing backup vocals on there. Yeah. She was his best wife. The nice one. And then another romantic classical composer. This one from Hungary. Roberto Cezan. And that was his Rhapsody number 17. Also a clip from Spinal Tap's Nigel Tufnell in there about some romantic classical piano piece. Next up, it was the Ramones, She's the One. Some short thoughts from the comedian Margaret Cho. And then Puccini once again, Quando Me Ne Vo, also from La Boheme. And we finished things off with AC/DC and their song Play Ball, my husband's fantasy remix. Hopefully people finding ways to keep their relationships new and fun as the years proceed. Backing me upright now is some more Puccini. This is a kind of, three piece. It's not quite a medley, but something off of Pops Plays Puccini is the name of this album. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing Tchaikovsky. This is scene number 1 from Swan Lake. Yeah, Tchaikovsky was a romantic classical composer. And we'll also be hearing a Branford Marsalis interpretation of the Tararide. Then some electro clash with Peaches, and the Fog Hat will be closing us out. We'll be hearing from one of the two Becks in this evening's mix. And as far as our audio clips from Who Knows Where, well, a little Billy Bob Neck, a little bit of Woody Allen and Diane Keaton. We'll be hearing How to Stuff a Wild Bikini. And that master of so many voices, Mel Blanc is in our mix. And, well, that mix is going to start right now with some more Verdi for ya.
It is love at first sight, is it not? No?
Go! don't hate people. I love people.
WMFO in Medford. Tufts Free.